Do you ever think about heaven? When I was little, I mostly thought about angels. I wanted wings. I loved being an angel in our little Christmas play. I knew God loved the world so much that he sent his son Jesus down to earth from heaven so that whoever believes in him can have eternal life. John 3:16 lays it out pretty clearly. I believed it. Why wouldn't I? It's the best news ever for this fallen and broken world. There is life to come that is everlasting beyond this one. And if your faith is in Jesus, you will spend eternity in heaven. As I grew a little older, I began to understand that my life on earth and how I live it matters. I didn't put my faith in Jesus simply to secure me for heaven and keep me from going to hell. I mean, that's a huge part of it, but I am here for such a time as this, for a purpose, and this is not the end. I read through the pages of Scripture about people just like me who chose to listen and obey God. Their life didn't always go as they planned, but God showed up in amazing, miraculous ways, fulfilling his purpose and plan, and he was forever faithful to his people. So many times I've looked up to the skies on a starry night, thinking about heaven some, but mainly I found myself searching for a sign. God, is this your plan for my life? I know you're up there, so could you just give me a shooting star, or like right now, if it's a yes? Don't tell me you've never done that. Listen, we're in good company. The Lord said through the prophet Isaiah, "Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars." David in Psalm 123, "To you I lift my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens." Jesus in John 11 raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me." Stephen in Acts chapter 7, about to be stoned to death, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. There's a reason we look up to heaven and we think about heaven. It's because we were made for it. Knowing heaven is our eternal home changes everything for every single day of this life. This world is not the end. Jesus said in John 14:3, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be there with me." He's never not fulfilled a promise. 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord." My dad left this earth on June 15th. He lived his life by faith. I know the moment he left his earthly body, he was in the presence of the Lord. His faith was made sight. And because of that faith, we don't grieve as those do who are without hope. The hope and promise of heaven changes everything. My dad is there with my sweet mother-in-law and my grandparents and precious friends and saints that have gone on before. Christian author Randy Alcorn wrote this about heaven. "Earth is an in-between world touched by both heaven and hell. Earth leads directly into heaven or directly into hell, affording a choice between the two. The best of life on earth is a glimpse of heaven. The worst of life is a glimpse of hell." That's the truth. Know where you're headed. This life is not the end. Jesus is the cure for all that is broken in this world. Give your heart to him. When you do, it changes everything. I'm Lori Klein.